What I think I've noticed over the time is, even after the change, there's been more sensitivity, a refined sensitivity. So at one time, music like certain slower pieces of Mozart and Handel could be at one time enjoyed, then it moved to tolerated, and then it moved to overwhelming. And overwhelming because even although it was created with a very high level of consciousness, harmony, in tune with existence, and that was their genius, it's still at a restricted frequency, vibration. And there seems to be a refining of the sensitivity. So anything that doesn't match that becomes an aberration. So, for instance, sitting here now, there's the sound of the birds and the creek, the water running in the creek. And there's a natural harmony here that matches exactly what's inside. There's no aberration. There's no shift needed in vibration to match it. It just is. And then anything else is a shift, has to be adjusted to. And what happens is just enjoying more and more, not even enjoying, just being with the harmony of what is. And of course, most of what people call music is not music at all. It's coming from very distressed people who are on drugs, who are addicted, addicted to noise, addicted to admiration from their screaming fans. It's an aberration. We call it music. It's noise. And we can say, go down and through their intimate music, and then indigenous people's drums, the sounds the Tibetans make with their horns and their bells and their bowls, refining, 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 and refining, and they're all an aberration. They're not. In Tibet, the idea is to stimulate parts of the consciousness with these sounds, with these vibrations. But still they're an aberration. Eventually, the stillness that still moves, the sound of silence. And we're all different, we're all unique. I was thinking yesterday when I was in Kmart with that terrible music and thinking about you, that you could probably still be still in balance in that, and with me it was like being hit on the head. That in back in the 60s when I was in California, Berkeley, California had an anarchic room, that is a room that has no vibration in there at all. It's so padded, it's dead. And what they did is they put Indian meditators in there and did some experiments, and they put Zen meditators in there and did experiments. And the interesting part was, with the Indian meditators, every time they made a loud sound, at first the meditator would jump, and then again jump less and less, until in the end the loud sound and the Indian meditator didn't jump. With the Zen meditator, they jumped every single time. They were so present, so in the moment. It had the same effect every time.